Earlier on Pacific Days, we spoke with the cultural advisor for the Samoa Village, Selmanu Simon Matafai, and we are joined now by the lovely Melika Pusiaki, dance programmer for the Tongan Village, joining us now on Pacific Days for a talanoa on the program and all the happenings for the Tonga Village at this year's Pasifika Festival 2021. Maloilelei, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Melika.
Pacific greetings and maloilelei to our listeners, Brian, and thank you for the opportunity to talanoa about the upcoming celebration of the Pasifika Festival 2021.
It must be so amazing, sister. As I said to Selmanu earlier, you know, a two-year break, but now we're back and I'm sure we're going to have all our, you know, Pacific communities coming out and celebrating this wonderful occasion.
Absolutely.
Now, can you give us an overview, please, Melika, of the program or some of the amazing highlights happening at this year's Tonga Village for Pasifika Festival 2021?
This year, everyone is excited that there's no cancellation, as we mentioned. Those that are directly involved in the Tongan Village, Super Ma Fana and Fiafia, to take part in the celebration of our identity, our taonga, our mataikoloa, or our treasure, which is our culture. Everything that has been planned for the Tongan Village is special and very exciting. But some of the highlights for me is the initiative to host the first Tongan cover club singing competition, Brian, at the Pasifika Festival. It is called the Cover Idol. And Solavuna, the music programmer and the Tongan Village village advisor, Mr. Sakalia Pusiaki, had initiated this idea because in the past few months, it was one of the most popular events from the island kingdom of Tonga, and every Tongan around the globe followed this program. So they decided to give it a go at the Pasifika Festival at the Tongan Village this year. Also, this year, there are about five cover clubs competing in the Tongan Village for the Pasifika Festival Cover Idol 2021. The other highlight for me, Brian, is the dance troupe from the village of Niwa Fo'o. Niwa Fo'o is, or the Niwa Fo'oan is the language spoken on Tonga's northernmost island called Niwa Fo'o. It's a bit different from the day-to-day language that Tongans used, but it's very exciting, and we are super happy that they'll get this opportunity to perform utilizing their newer Fo'oan language.
That sounds incredible, Melika. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to come along and to see that, especially with the cover club singing idol. Oh my gosh, that'll be awesome. Now, can you tell us a bit more about your role as dance programmer for the Tonga Village and, you know, and also in organising and preparing for this year's Pasifika Festival along with the other organisers, Melika?
This year for the Pasifika Festival, I have two roles. I am what they call the Pacific Bowls programmer, and I worked with the management team to create programs for the Fale, for the five Fale activations around the field, where people can visit if they want to learn about the Niuean weaving with our lovely Inangaro Vakafi and her team, or the boy making from our Maori Ainga, or to our lovely Tuana Monolangi displaying the how to make a Fijian masi or tapa cloth, as well as our Tongan tapa cloth. And Drums of the Pacific will be there to teach us how to play the ukulele and the drums and also the nose flute. That's my first role. But my role for the Tongan village is the Tongan dance programmer. And I've been organizing amazing dances to showcase their talents at our Tongan village on stage.
Melika, you've been such a proponent and champion for Tongan traditional dance. You know, for you, what is the importance, you know, for dance and music, but also having it at such a big stage like Pasifika Festival to highlight the beautiful Tongan culture, but also for our young generation to be inspired by what they see on the stage there.
I think, Brian, to perform Tongan dances, it is not just for entertainment. For our New Zealand Tongan-born youth, it is to strengthen their the values of, you know, strengthening their beliefs and for them to value more our culture and to understand that that's who they are, their identity here in Aotearoa. And also it builds or deepen their confidence in terms of public appearance dancing on stage.
Now, Malika, you know, over the last 2 years, we haven't had, you know, Pasifika or ASB Polyfest. For you and, you know, what has been the feeling amongst our Tongan community without having these two, you know, amazing festivals, but now being able to put them, you know, put them back on with Pasifika this weekend and, of course, Polyfest next week?
Yes, people are so mafana, they're so excited. But for me personally, though there were a few disappointment lingering a bit amongst the Tongan communities for the cancellation of two festivals, but most of us understood the cause. It was beyond our control. It was for the best interest of our people in general. So people prayed for safety, and especially for this pandemic to end. You know, they've accepted the government's decision, but for it to go ahead this year for both the Pasifika and the Polyfest, people are so mafana and fearful.
Now, for those that have never, you know, come along to Pasifika Festival and, you know, coming along maybe for the first time, Malika, and, you know, going to come along and check out the Tongan village, what can they expect?
Expect the unexpected. Well, expect to be nostalgic, Brian. You know, the programs are amazing right from the get-go. The scintillating sounds of the nose flute, the national anthem, the raising of the flag, the dances, the singing, the arts and crafts, everything. The atmosphere will portray true Tongan spirit of mafana and fiafia. And of course, Brian, not forgetting our Tongan dishes, the yummy-licious food to die for, you know, it all be there in the Tongan village.
Oh, you got me thinking of the loo already. Oh, no, sorry, better finish this Talanoa Fest. And, of course, Malika, to our Tongan community, a word of encouragement for our Tongan community, please.
Hawaii ki mo kainga ko e whanga maria ni ko tuku mai Brian ke whakamanatu ato ai pe e tau polkalama whakatau ko ia o e festival o Pasifika o kutula hoko ai pe I he whakausinga o e weekendi o kuki unu mai whakange koe mo mea I ki he Mount Smart Stadium I Onehanga ko e o whakafeat ki mo tolu ki ai ke mo mea mai ke tau fiafia whakataha toko naki, tamata pe he hongofulu o tok tuku ki he valu pe koe sāpate e tamata I he hongofulu o toki whakaosi ki he tain whāho a tā. Ma wai ngahi whakawhiawhia ke ke he kawai pia mo se au ki koe kau kalapu kawa tō ngā ki he kawa idol, whai ai pia mo ngahi whaiva ke whakame I te kawai whok pia mo whaiva whakani wā pia ma wai mo ngahi mea tokoni ke he ke he, pia pehe ki e ako koe ai ngahi ulunganga mo ngahi āti mo ngahi nima mea ai tō ngā mo ngahi matakari ke he tua o whātu.
Dance programmer for the Tongan Village at Pasifika Festival 2021, Malika Pusiaki. Thank you so much, Sister Maro Obito, and to you and the team, all the best for a very successful Pasifika Festival at the Tongan Village 2021. Ofa atu malo. Thank you.
Malo Obito.